watch with me. Let's talk about it. Talk about what we've seen. Buddy watch, buddy watch, buddy watch with me. Let's get to talking. It's not just TV.
Hello, this is Buddy Watch. We're a recap podcast. We discuss what we've been watching on the telly. And usually we invite you to Buddy Watch with us, but this time we're saving you the trouble. Just going to step you on through. I'm Vaya and I have just the most perfect guest for this situation right now. Comedian Adam Richard. Hello.
Oh, please don't call me a comedian.
Why?
I'm a celebrity.
Actually, how I should have introduced you was Mariah Enthusiast.
Mariah Carey Enthusiast. Yes, that is what I am. I am a huge enthusiast of Mariah. I am actually a member of the Honey Bee Fly Mariah Carey fan club. Thank you.
Why is it Honey Bee Fly?
Well, she had an album called Butterfly, which mm-hmm. had a wonderful song called Butterfly on it. It was her first best album. And the lead song on that, the first single, was called Honey.
I loved Honey. Yeah. And it's just yeah. that one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the song Butterfly was also on that album, which is Spread Your Wings and Prepare to Fly.
And she just went, what? I don't have to choose.
Yeah.
Every animal, all creatures, great and small.
I have a Honey Bee Fly t-shirt, which is like a silhouette of her, an idealized silhouette, one would say.
Well, I think there'll be a theme. Because what we're doing at the moment on Buddy Watch is we're making our way through some festive gems, some made-for-TV productions, and we've done some of the Netflix hits, but we thought we'd turn our eyes to the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam is the one who planted this seed.
I'm so sorry.
In my head, and I'm extremely grateful that you have introduced me to A Christmas Melody.
Well, what else would it be called?
Starring Lacey Chabert.
From Mean Girls.
And Party of Five.
Claudia, annoying Claudia.
And as it turns out, 27 other Hallmark movies.
Oh, yes, she loves a made-for-TV movie.
She's thought, you know, this is what she's going to retire on.
I think she's gone, like, I only have to make one a year. That should be good.
Well, actually, she can make 12 a year, but they only take a couple of weeks each to make.
Yeah, clearly.
But more importantly, co-starring Mariah Carey, who Adam also has what role?
She's the director of this particular film.
Directed by Mariah Carey.
Yes. I wouldn't say she's co-starring. She's in a very supporting role.
I mean,
sure, she has the best lenses of anyone in the film.
It's like she's got the blur tool on Photoshop.
I think she's gone, no, darling, I'm having one camera for me and Lacey can have, just point anything at her.
Do you think that she wasn't originally attached to direct, but that she had to do so much adjustment of the shots she was in that it weighted it towards her, that so she needed a director credit?
I think the director credit may have... Look, I think she possibly could have directed it because it is not competently directed. Like, it's fine, but I think it may have come from the fact that she's gone, I'm going to sing all my songs over the top of it. And because part of the problem with Mariah's first Christmas album was recorded with Sony and then she had an acrimonious split from them. But her most recent album, she's gone back to them. So,
oh, lovely.
You know, story of redemption. So there was a time where she was not really making any money out of the Christmas album. Like just the, you know, she would make money.
Do you mean off the MC Merry Christmas album?
Yeah. It was a Sony album. And because many of the songs on there, she's just sung. So she doesn't make any money from the writing of them, as she does, say, from All I Want for Christmas Is You, which she wrote. So
oh, okay.
She makes...
Well, thank God.
Yeah, she makes tons of money out of that one.
Okay, good.
But yeah, maybe she's just gone, look, I'll be able to license all the songs that I've done in the past and just sing my Christmas carols over the top of Lacey Chabert.
And I hope...
I don't know how this came about.
Okay, so this is extraordinary, this production.
Oh.
And we have just started watching. We haven't gone the whole way through yet.
No.
We thought we'd just... talk to you about the story so far, and then we'll dip back in with a little commentary as we continue. Our story begins in LA, City of Dreams.
City of Dreams, City of Sunshine.
City of Angels, Fallen Angels, in the case of Lacey Chabert.
Oh, don't, poor Lacey.
Who's she plays Kristen, a failed fashion designer. I think fashion, they haven't specified.
Well, she had a pop-up store, I think.
And she, it's her last day. She's shut up shop. She's walking down the street. She has no cash except for the $5 bill she used to start her store.
Yes, her first sale. The $5 from her first sale.
In a frame. She hands that over to the homeless man. He's like, well, now I have to get this out of the frame. So that's annoying.
Although the homeless man did look suspiciously like Santa Claus.
Ah. So something's afoot.
And we know it's a Christmas movie because it's in the title, Vaya.
Yes. The other thing Adam pointed out as the titles were rolling on in is you observed something about the font.
Oh, it's the font Mariah uses on all her albums for her name and the titles of the albums. She's used the same font since the very beginning.
She's just brought it on in. She's like, I'll drop you guys my Microsoft Word file.
Yeah. I'm serious.
And we have a Mariah track to bring us in.
She sings the first Noel over the credits.
Spare some change, miss.
I didn't recognize it as the first Noel.
The Noel.
That's it. She just gets the title out.
Having a red hot go.
And I hope Lacey gets to sing. We haven't heard Lacey sing yet, but she's
we
got a
lovely...
She
sang in the car with her daughter. All right, both of them neither in time.
No. So poor old Chabert has to move across country.
Yes, to Ohio.
And we get some exposition from what I thought was the sister, because she was very plausibly family cast as the sister.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not the sister. It's not the sister. It's her best friend.
And her best friend was Queen of Exposition.
Yep.
It was a lot of, you know, you've always been such a great fashion designer. Remember when you turned this secondhand dress into it? It's like, okay, good. Now we know what she does. And what about your daughter? Oh, she's got a daughter.
Haley, you are my best friend. How can you not tell me I've become a pack rat?
You are a designer, which means you are designed to save things.
It's the worst scene in any film I've ever seen.
And I love that Lacey was returning serve with, but you are a successful wedding dress designer. It's like if we just started talking about each other. Like,
I know.
And Adam, all your years on the stage, treated you well.
Oh, and Vaya, remember you used to be in a double act, so you know how to collaborate with people.
Thanks for reminding me about myself and my life.
But that was also when Lacey got to drop the bombshell about why she had to go. Because her dad's house is sitting there empty and she can live in it rent-free.
The little startup was turning into a shutdown quicker than I knew it. Man, I was just in over my head. When my Aunt Sarah suggested it, how was I supposed to say no? My dad's house is just sitting there. I mean, it's a free place to live.
Why didn't she have tenants in that house? That's poor management of your assets.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. It's a very big house too.
It's huge and it's all white. No accent colours.
Also, she has yet to... No, like I'm speeding ahead a little
bit. Yeah, go.
But in the titles, we got excited at the sight of the name of Kathy Najimy.
One of the comedic greats.
The sister act.
And the Veronica's Closet.
Oh, Veronica's Closet, that's right. So I was like, oh, it's Kathy Najimy. And then there was a mention of my wacky aunt, you're going to love her, to the daughter. And I'm like, oh, well, that's going to be Kathy Najimy.
Because I thought Aunt Sarah was going to be Mariah, but no.
Kathy Najimy's
the aunt. Yes. And Kathy Najimy is bailed up in Ohio at a diner.
Works in a diner.
Talking to Adam Eagle Eye.
Oh, my God, Graham. I know his name's Graham, but Quinn always calls him Graham in Unreal, the host of Everlasting and Unreal.
And that's who he is to us now forever.
Yeah. So he's just going to be Graham.
So, yeah, fictional within a fictional dating show.
Yeah, so basically host. American Osher Gunsberg.
He already is talking about his long-lost crush on Lacey.
Yeah.
She's Lacey. I don't care that they've... I don't know who this Kristen is.
No, she doesn't have a name. She's Claudia. I've been calling her Claudia all day.
So, meanwhile, the little kid, Emily, I don't know how old she's meant to be.
She's only about 2 inches shorter than her mother. But she's in primary school by the look of it.
Yeah, she's now enrolled at Silver Falls Elementary.
Oh, Silver Falls. It's not a real place.
No, it's not. But she's not keen on heading back to Ohio, where mum grew up.
No, she doesn't want to go to Ohio.
She really wants to stay in LA. In fact, Lacey falsely tells her that Santa can grant her a Christmas wish,
which she writes. She writes a Christmas wish in rhyming couplets.
This year, Santa, I just want a way for you to find Mom a way to get us back to LA.
Post it with stickers and reindeer stickers on the envelope.
It's like, worked for those Mary Poppins kids. So, yeah. But I just think that's poor expectations management from Mum. Like, you can't just wish for anything.
Well, I don't know, because there is a creepy man that works at the school who looks not unlike the homeless man that got the $5.
And who strikes up a little chat with Emily, but we'll get there.
Stranger danger.
Lacey and Emily hop into the car and just do a little casual 33-hour drive to Ohio. From California.
They might have started overnight. We might have just dipped into their journey when because they did sing the 12 Days of Christmas in the car, and that takes a good 33 hours.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It took all 12 verses from them to get from LA to Ohio.
Yes.
And they slept in their car too. She didn't shell out for accommodation.
No. Well, she's got no money. No. She gave her last $5 to the Santa, homeless Santa.
And what has little Emily unpacked from her luggage to bring into the old house?
Oh, my God. It was a butterfly cushion. Clearly. And a beautiful decorative butterfly, not unlike the ones you can find on Mariah Carey's website. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you could possibly purchase this as a bit of memorabilia from Mariah Carey's directorial feature debut, A Christmas Melody.
Is this her debut?
Not her directorial debut, her feature directorial debut. She did direct the film clip for Fantasy. The song featuring ODB from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow. What was her directing like in that?
Look, it's interesting. She looks amazing. She spends a lot of time on roller coasters, basically.
Well, speaking of her looking amazing, we meet her at the elementary school.
She is Regina George, all grown up.
It's quite incredible.
Melissa McKean Atkinson. Married now. But what about you? I mean, I don't see a ring.
No, you don't.
I think she's read this script and gone, oh my God, it's Mean Girls. But what if they went back to school 20 years later and I'll be Regina George and I'll be amazing and I've got to get one of the other Mean Girls to come in and be in it. And that's why poor Claudia from Party of Five has ended up in this.
But I really feel like, so we find out that these two were school rivals,
yes,
Mariah and Lacey. But I know for a fact that I'm the same age as Lacey Chabert. We were born in 82.
Well, yes, I am 1 year younger than Mariah Carey.
Yes.
And I was born in 71. She was born in 1970.
Yeah.
She's got a decade and a bit on Lacey.
So, I don't know, someone skipped a few grades, I think.
Or someone was held back for a decade.
Oh, wow.
Who is this middle-aged woman in my class?
It's Mariah.
Do you think that's the excuse she's given for the filter she's using? Like, she's got a full foggy filter. And also, it looks as if she's had her chin removed by CGI.
It was alarming. Mm. It was like the Bold and the Beautiful filter.
Oh, yeah, it's worse than that.
But just for Mariah's frames, not for anyone else.
No. It looks like she's being shot through a brick wall. As opposed to a mesh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Lacey literally bumps into her, Mariah.
Like, yeah, physically.
Yeah.
Although, do you know what I find weird watching this film? Like, most of the scenes in this are quite static and the acting is functional at best. But that scene between them, there was an odd dynamism between them. Like, there was a weird kind of over-the-top sort of staginess of it.
And they were both sassing each other, like dragging each other. Like, oh, you're still here to Mariah. And she's like, and you're single again.
Yes.
And Mariah's now rich and married to a successful dentist. And
I think this is the only scene Mariah actually directed. I think the rest was the second AD. Mariah's getting her nails done. She goes, no, I'm in a scene soon, darling. You do this one. I'm in a scene tomorrow.
It's some lucky film school graduate gets to have a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, so the runner. She's let the runner direct the film while she's at catering.
You paid attention in college. But, you know, Mariah has had her successes. Melissa, I think her name is meant
no,
to be.
No, she's Mariah.
Mariah. She's the head of the PTA.
She is the head of the PTA. And her husband's a dentist and she owns a giant house with 4 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms or whatever. She listed off a list of things.
Now, do we even have the PTA in Australia, where we are broadcasting from?
The parent teacher. Oh, you have parent teacher night. Mm. There's often a school council where you can, you know, make some decisions about that. But it happens at night time.
It's
not conveniently in the middle of the day.
It's also very exclusive to have it in the middle of the day. So they have this PTA meeting which does not cater to the working parent.
No, it does not.
It assumes that all parents are available to drop everything and come to a 9:30 meeting at the school.
But for the first time ever, and I think they're showing some progress here, they are going to have gluten-free items at the bake sale.
Which she asked if they were okay with that. I'm like, bitches, you better be okay with that.
They're in Ohio. It's the Midwest.
Speaking for the celiac community, you shouldn't ask if people are okay with that. Gluten-free options should just be available. However, the issue is that the snowflake pageant.
Is that what it's called?
It's on the horizon or similar.
I was going to call it the annoying children singing concert.
But Mariah's the lead organiser.
Well, she's the head of the PTA.
And auditions are closed. So Lacey's kid is not getting a look in.
You think that, don't you? But it's okay. Graham, the host.
Everlasting.
The host of the fake dating show Everlasting, the imaginary Osher Gunsberg. He's the music teacher.
Yeah.
So he's in charge.
And he does not look like the class of 98 either, I guess.
No,
say.
He is the class of 70.
Maybe Lacey was a child genius.
Also, how totes orcs is the scene where she finally bumps into him for the first time. And he's like, oh my God, it's me. It's Dave or whatever his name is. Graham. she's like, nah.
Nah. He spent 15 minutes describing himself to her and she gave him donuts.
Yeah. She's and like, also, he spent like 10 minutes talking about her to Kathy Najimy and nothing.
It's very sad.
Silver Falls High School, class of 1998. You remember?
Yeah, no.
We were in English class together. As a matter of fact, we were in senior biology and you and I dissected a frog.
I don't know how they're inevitably going to get together because...
Well, it's going to be creepy because he looks like he could play her dad.
Yeah, they both... Everything's all wrong, including young Emily going and befriending the Santa janitor, who I hope has a Working with Children check.
Santa doesn't need a Working with Children check.
This particular Santa, I think, does.
Well, no, he can't because he disappeared behind a Christmas tree.
Which makes me more worried.
That he's hiding behind the Christmas tree.
Taking photographs of the children.
Meeting children and already knowing their names.
Yeah.
So.
That's a worry.
So, you're having a hard time fitting in, huh?
Yeah, but today's only my first day. It can only get better from here, right?
Look what you just did. You took a negative and turned it into a positive.
So this is, we've now reached the point in the film that we need to catch up to.
Yes.
So should we do a bit of live commentary action?
Oh, do you want to?
Or should we pause and
come back? I think we should pause and come back because Mariah may sing again and that could get your podcast pulled off the internet.
Sure. And we need to gasp appropriately at each shot.
Yeah, I'll bust the levels.
You're the best. I want you to shine. Got it? I didn't spend all that money on dance lessons for you to just fade into the scenery.
I can do this.
That's my little superstar. Now get out there and kill it for mommy.
Alrighty, Roo.
Santa.
This is a feast for the senses.
Oh my gosh.
We've just watched the next little chunk. Oh, God. It is nonstop action at the snowflake pageant prep. It's pretty spectacular. It's okay.
So where did we leave off? She was just talking to Pervy Santa.
Yeah, the little girl. And everyone's preparing for the Christmas pageant, which is on Christmas Eve, which is...
Seems unnecessary.
These movies...
Although, you know, they don't go as crazy for Christmas in the US as we do.
Really?
Yeah, because they've already had Thanksgiving and it's just a day off.
Okay.
Like it's not the end of the year and summer and then you have two weeks off.
No, they have a week off.
Yeah.
But still... You just, I don't want to be at my kid's school on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's what they do.
Meanwhile, Lacey has taken up a couple of shifts, waitressing for Auntie Najimi.
She's acting her pants off with that cloth.
She's doing business, wiping those tables down, replenishing the salt and pepper shakers.
And look, obviously, it's her own business because Mariah has no idea what that is when it comes to directing. She goes, yeah, do some waitress things. Because I know Mariah only ever had one job before she was a famous singer.
What was it?
She worked in a hairdresser sweeping up the hair.
Oh.
That's it. That was her only job.
And that's probably the cleanest cleaning job you could ever have.
Yeah.
Just sweeping hair.
Yeah, sweeping hair.
There's mean girls in this movie. They are small children.
Yes.
And
Mariah's children. Or one of his Mariah's children.
One of them's Mariah's. And they leave Emily out of their little groups.
Yes.
But luckily, Emily has learnt to make friends with adult men.
Santa, Graham.
Graham, the music teacher, has taken Emily under his wing and wants to give her private coaching to get her singing.
Well, he wants to give her mum some, you know, D time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you sing in the key of D?
And the fastest route there is by coaching the daughter.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Okay.
Well, he's doing it like this is something you learn from musicals, is that the way to the heart of the parent is through the child.
Okay.
Because the Baroness learned very, very quickly that if you don't make friends with the children, then your husband will run off with the nanny.
Yeah, you've got to at least seem a bit interested.
I mean, look, Cece learned the lesson.
Yep. We find out Graham's nickname in school, which was a little bit too kind, I found. They called him Danny on the spot because he just knew the answer to the questions.
Yeah.
No.
No.
He
was Nerdlinger.
I knew the answers at school and I got called a stiff. So
yeah.
There are other names.
Yeah.
Adam, you had an observation about Lacey's lighting as we go further into this movie.
Well, it's not – I think maybe there was a scene where she was talking to Janitor Santa, which I think was possibly filmed towards the end of the production when she's finally made friends with Mariah and Mariah has said, all right, you can have one of my lights. you can't have the whole filter, but I'll give you a light because her lighting was immaculate. It's just this one bizarre scene.
I'll grab some screenshots of this because we can't expect everyone to go out and track this down.
Please don't watch it. It's actually quite awful.
Yeah.
It is seriously one of the worst films you'll ever have put yourself through.
It's a marathon. This is a marathon.
This is taking forever. Like we've only just watched another 25 minutes and I feel like I've been here since last Thursday.
We'll take some screenshots of the lighting angles. That can be a fun project for Adam. And we'll upload it to Buddy Watch Pod on the socials. Now, there's some tree flirtation, Christmas tree chat and flirtation.
Oh, the Christmas tree was possibly the most boring scene that ever happened. But I'm not sure I wasn't really paying attention because I was too busy doing sums of how far apart all of these people are in years.
We worked out Graham, the love interest, is like a good 7 or 8 years older than Lacey.
Yes. So still younger than Mariah.
It's a real noodle scratcher. I think Lacey's closer in age to her own daughter.
I think so as well. Her daughter is unfeasibly adult.
And they bring home this Christmas tree and then Lacey and Graham have a little eye moment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The tree falls.
And they have a little glance and some jingle bells ring in the distance.
That is one of the biggest tropes of your made-for-TV movie, Christmas-themed made-for-TV movie, is a Christmas tree incident with a falling tree or an ornament that falls.
Yeah.
And accidental almost kissing.
And touching, yeah.
Yeah.
And we learn that Emily's dad died when she was 2 and no other details are needed.
No, that's it.
That's it. Graham has no follow-up questions.
Also, it means A, she's not a slut.
Yeah. Graham's on board.
And B, she's single now.
Yeah.
And has been single for a good decade.
Yeah. But also he had no follow-up questions. It was like, was that difficult for you? Does it run in the family? What is this?
It was almost like he had a little like post-it note in his hand with a couple of tick boxes on it.
Yep.
Is the dad still alive? Is he coming back? And when she said dead, he's ticked them both and gone, cool, I can make a move. Yep.
And Auntie Najimi ships it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got nothing else going on. Because Ohio seems pretty dull.
Well, this Silver Falls seems particularly.
Isn't Ohio where Glee was set?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we know it's a musical town, I guess. Musical state.
Can I tell you my favourite bit of acting in this film so far? And I enjoy this every time I see it, is the, oh my God, I'm so freezing cold acting. Like the shivering and the pulling the clothes in tighter while no breath escapes my mouth.
No,
because it's the middle of summer in Los Angeles, for real.
Yeah, it's sunny Hollywood.
Yeah.
With lots of snow machines.
Yeah, we've sprayed some white stuff on the trees.
And only Graham was shivering and the little girl was fine.
Yeah.
She was resilient in the cold. Yeah.
And Mariah, being the kind of director who has her eye over everything,
yeah,
was not there that day to make sure everyone was freezing.
She was talking to the lighting guy. Yeah. She had a meeting.
She could have seen coming up.
Should the day cleared for lighting checks.
You've got it. If you ever manage to find it online, one of my favorite Mariah Carey videos, it's a Vogue video, you know, they've gone into her closet, which is like, it's larger than my entire house.
Wow.
Her closet. Like there's rooms and rooms and rooms of closet.
Oh my God.
And they keep pumping up the lights. And it's like, as the video goes on, the lights are getting brighter and brighter. And they're like, you even see a guy try to angle one at her because she's got this dark shadow on her chin. And at one point, the light is like full on under that chin and the shadow doesn't go away because it's painted on.
What? Why? What?
Because it makes you look not fat in the chin.
Oh, wow.
Like you paint your fat neck to look like you've got a chin. Like seriously, you've got to go and watch it. Mariah Carey's Closet, Vogue video.
Am I meant to be buying chin paint?
No, I had it put on me once when I did Hey Hey It's Saturday because Daryl used to have it on every week.
Oh, that is a gem of a piece of information.
So this is why I grew a beard, because then you don't need to paint the chin out.
Okay.
Yeah, I can just be fat under here. Who knows?
I'm just going to invest in some turtlenecks.
Tom Cruise style.
During the costume fitting of the pageant show, we are treated to one of the most delicious moments of dialogue.
Oh, can we play it?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is not a democracy. I'm in charge, remember?
Oh, Mariah.
The costumes have turned out shit.
Yes, terrible.
And Mariah has to sing her way through the word democracy. It is just...
This is not a democracy. I've got perfect pitch. And also, I'm a perfect bitch.
So...
Oh, my God. That is the most amazing line reading that has ever been rendered.
I am actually a little bit disappointed we haven't had more of that.
Do you know what else we've forgotten to mention is her stage mothering?
Oh, yes, because they had rehearsal. They had pageant rehearsal and her little girl was in a Jingle Bells trio.
They all bumped into each other and they were terrible.
And they were no good.
But Mariah was stage mothering from side of stage, but in the most static fashion you've ever seen. Like her arms are moving, but she knew if she moved her head even a millimetre, she'd be out of the light that she's spent days constructing. And her black paint, chin paint.
So she's doing the Amy Poehler in Mean Girls, like mimicking the movements, but she can only stay within her little frame.
Yes.
So she's doing arm movements, but not quite.
Yeah, her head can't move, so she can't move too much. It is like,
man.
You know what? This movie would be great if it was a supercut of all Mariah's scenes.
I mean, I'm sure that's possible.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now,
democracy.
I'm really sad that any three-syllable plus word on this movie, she should be singing like
she
that.
She should sing it all of them.
She's just being lazy.
Like Elvis did in his movies.
Did
he? He sang all of his lines.
Emily, little Emily, has a new wish for Santa.
Yes.
Emily, really. I mean, just save your pocket money, buy your own presents,
but also,
kid.
Also, she says that she's written a letter to Santa saying she wants to go back home to LA. And now, obviously, she's decided she likes Ohio.
Because of her new old man friends.
Yes. And she is going to sing to Santa, but seems to believe that Santa will hear her singing the song. No matter where she is or what in what place
well,
she is.
Who knows what bullshit her mum's been feeding her.
Yeah,
like Santa
true.
Can grant you any wish. Like
it's
literally
not,
any wish.
It's Santa, not Jesus.
She starts helping, or Graham helps her compose her wish through song.
Yes.
Because she's an amazing gifted poet.
Yes.
I don't know how they know. It's very hard to know with original new poetry if it's good or not.
Well, he saw that they rhymed.
Oh, rhymed. Got it. Yeah, sorry, there's one way to know.
is if it rhymes.
And they start singing. And Adam, what are they singing?
They're singing a song called Oh Santa from Mariah's 2010 album Merry Christmas 2. It was a single.
Santa, if you get this letter, won't you help me out? I know you're kind of busy with your elves right now. I love this. This is fantastic. It's great.
But it's not a song.
Why not? Santa, if you get this letter, won't you help me out?
I know you're kind of busy with your elves right now. Oh, Santa.
It was just like that moment in Crossroads where Britney is writing a song and she's trying to look like she's come up with Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Oh, yes.
All I Need is Time.
Which was written by Mariah, I know, Shania Twain, I believe, that song.
Oh, yep. Good song. Good tune.
It's a great song. How do I know all this? What is in my head?
I'm part impressed, part fearful. Holy shit.
Oh, Santa, oh, Santa, come and make it right this Christmas.
We made it to the end. Barely. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Graham, stop acting.
Graham was the worst.
Oh, he was working it. He had some lint and tinsel jokes to pump out. Oh, he was very busy.
He was going off book too a bit. Okay, let's dial it back for a second. There is a good middle chunk of this motion picture that does not contain Mariah.
Yeah, there's a lot of not Mariah.
That whole middle portion, she was MIA.
Yeah. Yeah, in between the costumes and then the not costumes. There was no Mariah.
No. I was extremely disappointed. What's happened is all of the Christmas ornaments from Lacey's house have been broken in transit.
Which is weird because we never had them brought up as anything important before.
No, she just suddenly, as they were broken, said, my aunt gave me all of these when my daughter was born. Why couldn't you have just said my dead father whose house I'm living in now?
Yeah, I know, it's very strange.
Handcrafted these with his bare hands.
Something.
Also, she packed them herself. Bubble wrap, bitch. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I know. She could, like, she's a fashion designer. She's got spare clothes. She could have stuffed them in there.
Yes. Okay. Meanwhile, Mariah's created dramas because she's bought a costume for her kid instead of allowing Lacey to make one.
Mariah didn't turn up to that scene. Her daughter had to explain it. Mariah was like, oh, I can't afford the lighting for this. We're going to have to I'll send in the daughter.
Yeah, so they probably had to do it like a last minute, like green amendment. print out a new page, allocate all of that dialogue to the daughter. Oh, my God. We get to this scene that's the longest in history, which is bloody Graham and Lacey in the snow, you know, and it starts snowing.
Yes, which is all done on ADR, and really badly.
For the longest time, all I ever really hoped for was being a fashion designer, you know, and having my own line, my own store.
It was overdubbed. And Adam, what was your theory?
That the snow machine was really loud. In the background going.
So all of Lacey's hard work that day had to be redone later. And then she starts frolicking in the snow like she's on the Terps.
Oh, she's forgotten to take one of her pills.
Adam, as it was happening, was like, she's having a nervous breakdown.
This entire film is about her having a nervous breakdown, which hasn't really dealt with the fact that she's gone out of business and her dad's died.
And
none of that is mentioned. That's not even subtext in this film.
She's emotionless about her dad's dying and having to live in his empty house.
She's emotionless about her business winding up. It's been going since her daughter was two.
And she keeps saying fashion designer, but
yeah,
is it just...
seamstress at best.
Yeah, well, just fashion designer, but like for... big chain catalog, like
yeah, and all
generic.
That stuff. You just buy it in from China. Like no one designs it.
Which I'll revisit that in a moment because about her big opportunity that comes up. But in the meantime, we have a sewing montage that is felt a lot like real time watching clothes get sewn.
And I need to, like, no one tried anything on. I was just her and her daughter holding things up. It was the least montagey montage of all time.
P.S. I'm still very worried about the teacher-student relationship here because he's used the words vow of silence about keeping Emily's song a secret.
Well, you know, that was her choice.
I just...
It's the other way around. If the teacher tells the child to have a vow of silence, then you've got some trouble going on.
I just think there's danger zones in and around that language. I think Lacey should take the time to step her daughter through some of this problematic way of speaking. And we shouldn't have secrets with grown-ups that mummy doesn't know about. I just, we need to be careful.
I don't think mummy cares. Mummy is so emotionless about her dead father and her collapsed business. I think mummy might be taking the highest dose of antipsychotics she can get her hands on.
I also think where Mariah has lighting budget, Lacey has makeup budget.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, and I don't know what was going on with the special green tint of waterproof makeup she had to wear for her crying scene.
She thought she was going for Elphaba.
Crying scene was so, it was kind of like, oh, I'm going to have to wear an extra layer of makeup because I've got to cry on it.
And her crying scene was right from the playbook of Regina said that hoop earrings were her thing. And for Christmas, I got a pair of white gold hoops and I couldn't even wear them. It was right out of it.
It was so good.
All good. Yeah. Lacey does not put a foot wrong. Okay. There's this moment where Graham goes off script and improvises about lint. Man,
the lint / tinsel.
I think lint makes everything look better.
Tinsel?
Or is this lint? Tinsel. Lint's on my jacket. Tinsel's on the tree. Sorry. It's terrible.
He was really proud of that take.
He was very proud of that. I think Mariah was proud of that.
Maybe she came up with
it. I think Mariah's gone, you know, why don't you pretend you thought it was lint? Oh, hang on. I'll do it the way she talks in this movie. Why don't you pretend you thought it was lint? She whispers all of her dialogue in this film. It's quite distressing.
Oh, so this is not what she sounds like when she talks?
No.
Okay.
She's saving her voice for she's got a concert on this week.
We got some of that concert on this film.
No, the lighting was enough. She couldn't afford to pay herself to sing.
Then we have a scene that I was not on board for, and that was the BFF Hayley.
Oh, returning.
Fly in, fly out. Flying in Christmas Eve from
yes.
LA.
Yes.
From the big city.
Our
the fashion capital.
Our exposition mate from the fashion capital of Los Angeles. The fashion capital if you wear nothing but bikinis. Yeah. And 90s Melrose Place power suits.
You don't need much fabric. Maybe that's why she was such a great fashion designer. She just had to do a little bandeau. Just tube tops.
Tube tops and shorts.
One piece of fabric, we're good to go. Hayley arrives to deliver some news that LA, the LA fashion scene.
The huge LA fashion scene.
Wants.
Target and Kmart.
We've got to say a real American store. They've got Target, but what's their Kmart equivalent? Like Ross?
They used that Kmart was from America.
Oh, that's right. But
it closed down.
That's right. But ours is kind of, our Kmart is like American Target now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So LA has come a knocking via Hayley, the best friend.
Mm-hmm.
When the boutique closed, I might have taken a couple lookbooks. And last week I showed them, plus every piece of the Chris and Parson collection that I own, to the bosses at the department stores.
And they want a Lacey's fashion.
Yes.
They want it back. And she's come in person. No executive has put in a call or an email.
No, the head of Walmart is not there.
Walmart, that's what I was trying to think of Walmart. The head of Walmart's gone for Christmas break early. Yeah,
and sent Bestie.
The glamorous wedding dress designer has time to fly to Ohio. Where's her family for Christmas?
Well, she's a wedding dress designer. She has no family. Yeah. She's a sad old spinster.
And she says, you've got to move back to LA. And my question, Adam, is why can Lacey not design fashion from the comfort of her new Ohio home?
Well, I think you've seen how rustic this town is. They don't have internet.
She's got sewing machines. She could FedEx her designs.
She could. Well, she could just email her designs to Bangladesh and have them assembled like Danny Minogue does.
There's really nothing on ground for her to do in LA.
But look, regardless, she doesn't want to be a fashion designer anymore. She's done with it.
If anything, she'd be moving due north. Ohio to New York is like a 2-hour flight.
Oh.
So set up a base in New York, the actual fashion capital.
Yes.
And pop up and down. You could do that during a work day, during a school day, while the thing is at school.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, that just worried. That just was very,
anyway,
annoyed
but
me.
But she doesn't want to be a fashion designer
she loves
anymore.
Graham. No, she wants to design fashion, but she just wants to do it locally for the kids' pageant shows.
Well, yeah, and looking at the kids' pageant fashion shows, I think that's the best she can manage.
But I got to say, it is pageant night now.
Yes. All of a sudden.
And yet, it could not come soon enough.
It was a long pageant.
Ooh.
There were two acts and then an intermission.
Which is actually, like, at a kid's concert, it's probably necessary.
Yeah, it probably is necessary because the kids need to wait.
No, but the parents are like, okay, how much more of this has got to go? All right, two acts, intermission. I must say, the costumes did look adorable.
They were very cute.
The Lacey Chabert originals, the Kristen Parson designs.
My favourite moment, I think, for the kids' fashions was Mariah being furious that her daughter did not have a dress made for her because her daughter had, you know, when Mariah didn't turn up for exposition day, her daughter had said her mum's going to buy her an outfit. So she's wearing the store-bought outfit.
And she kept saying she's going to get me a store-bought outfit, which was weird. It's like, why aren't you saying mum's going to buy me one from a store? It's like she was expecting Mariah to go to the store-bought shop. Like store-bought was its own label. And Mariah is doing some ahemming.
Oh, so much ahemming.
Thank you so much for the work you've put in these past couple of weeks, Mrs. Parson. Mrs. Atkinson is concerned that perhaps there was an oversight with her daughter Abigail's costume.
It wasn't an oversight. She didn't make her a costume.
However, Lacey has already foreseen that this may go down this way and has prepared a lovely angel costume.
That's why Claudia was always the best one in Party of Five.
Yep.
She always foresaw the problems before they happened.
She was running that family.
She ran the family way better than Charlie.
In and around her violin lessons.
Yes. She raised Owen single-handedly.
Little Owen. And then Mariah throws shade at Rayon.
The shade. Oh, Mariah just goes, well, I suppose, you know, did well given that all you had to work with was Rayon.
It's like you're the PTA. You chose the fabric,
if
Mariah.
If this movie was just Mariah and Lacey bitching at one another, I could have watched that for 2 hours.
Same, yeah, same.
I mean, we did watch this for 2 hours, but it was execrable. It was too much Graham.
And the kid was great. She put on a great show.
She was, like, until she had to sing Mariah Carey's very complicated song.
It was extremely complicated. Okay, it was intricate.
It's an intricate ditty.
Okay, Lacey's been made a permanent member of the PTA for her excellence in costuming.
Which caused Mariah no end of eye roll.
Mariah was just hating the whole time.
I think that the reason she was rolling her eyes so much is because she knew 1 millimeter, she's out of the light.
I'm not going to shrug. I'm not going to shake my head.
I'm just going to, all I can move is my eyes because otherwise I'm out of the light. And I am a fat cow over there.
And I will point out at this juncture, you say all of this with nothing but love.
I adore her more than anything. I am obsessed with Mariah Carey. I have a Mariah shrine in my house.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is in it?
All of her CDs, tapes, and a bottle of her perfume M by Mariah, which has top notes of marshmallow.
Just like this movie. Okay.
And a butterfly on the lid. The lid is a butterfly.
Precious.
You have to remove the butterfly to cover yourself in stinky marshmallow.
I need it. I'm going to the chemist tomorrow to get some.
To go with your Delta.
Yeah.
You smelter.
Yeah. I do have Smelter by Delta Goodrum. I'm hoping for the sequel perfume for Christmas. Dream by Delta.
Yeah. Oh. Chemist Warehouse have really gone all out with a second fragrance.
Yeah. There's a standee of her in their windows.
Oh.
So, okay, curtains, we're ready to go. They start applauding except for one schmuck in the audience.
Who boos when they announced Mariah Carey because she's the head of the PTA. They go, please, we need a huge round of applause for the head of the PTA. There's a boo.
Who boos at a children's event?
And Mariah, all she's left with is an eye roll because she can't move her face.
Around they go again. Give it another 360. The peepers. Okay, so the pageant starts Mariah's kid in the Jingle Bell trio.
Yes. And they're much better than they were in rehearsal.
Yeah, they're great. They nail their moves.
One of them does dance in the dark for about 10 minutes.
His they ran out. The light was already being prepped for the Mariah scene.
She couldn't have a light. Mariah was using them all to wash away her chins.
Again, we are happy to have her chins. We want them.
I would love to see
them. I want every bit of MC.
Oh, she's amazing.
It's just that she's not allowing us that vision.
But she knows. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah. We also miss the magic act because bloody Auntie Najimi and best mate Haley are just gossiping all the way through.
Talking all the way through Mariah's kids' song. Like how Mariah didn't come back with holy vengeance after that, I have no idea. But also they talked all the way through the magic act, which I did not see any magic. I just saw a really camp kid pouring glitter on himself.
I'm really worried about that kid in Ohio.
I know.
He needs to get over to LA.
He needs to get to LA. You know the other thing that I absolutely found bizarre with that whole glitter thing, like in the that we're throwing the glitter at the tree, is because when Mariah was a judge on American Idol, she had a thing where she would wander over. She liked someone and just grab a handful of glitter out of her purse and throw it on them.
No. That's incredible.
Like just disaffectedly just fling it at them.
Why hasn't she run for office?
Oh, my God. My other favourite Mariah video to watch is some people squealing at her backstage as she's going to do a concert in Las Vegas. And they're like, oh, my God, we love you, Mariah. She goes, I've got to go and do a show. And someone is pushing her on a cart to get to the stage while someone else is running alongside doing her makeup.
I need to do a deep dive. I need to watch Glitter. I think I need to watch Glitter.
Oh, Glitter is quite spectacular.
Okay.
There's a psychic song in it, which I really enjoyed.
I might need to come revisit this with you with Glitter. Okay. The harpies are getting on Lacey's back for having the horn for Graham. And then she goes and sits herself down at his piano, his redundant piano, because the kids are all using backing tracks.
Yeah, he doesn't do any piano. He's got this biggest stack of music I've ever seen. And he plays not a note.
He's like the organist in the service of Nine Lessons and Carols, like rifling through his papers. No, buddy, this is a CD playing.
Yeah.
Intermission, Lacey says that she's home. Ohio. I'm home now. Ohio.
I don't want to go to LA. I don't need it.
And
I want Graham.
Graham. And he's trying to ask her out, but then the PTA.
Oh, yeah, they start back up.
Fires back up. And Mariah, is it Mariah that announces or is it another voice that announces that the gluten-free bake sale was a roaring success? Oh.
Gluten-free bake sale. Like, they've gone from some gluten-free options to an entirely gluten-free bake sale.
Which delights me. Yeah. It's probably just me there giving them $100 notes.
For a half-assed almond and orange cake.
But if my gluten interrupted their pash, then I am happy as Larry. And now, little Emily, who can only get her Santa Christmas wish through song for nebulous magical reasons. Yes.
Well, the creepy janitor / Santa who has the weirdest face weave you've ever seen in your life. Like, I don't know if you've seen the series of America's Next Top Model where Tyra insisted someone needed to have a beard weave.
Cannot say I have.
And that's what Santa's beard looks like. It's just stuck on crappy bit of white fluff.
It actually looks a bit like, he looks like Grandpa Simpson's friend. I don't know that character's name.
Yeah.
It just goes straight up and down like a waterfall.
Yes.
So Emily's song.
Mm. Oh, Santa.
Accompanied by the New Directions show choir.
Yes. All of them.
All of them.
All of the kids that have been in the movie up till now.
Yeah. Take it away, Adam. I don't have words for this moment.
So the song Oh Santa is complex, to say the least. It's from Mariah's 2010 album, Merry Christmas 2, which also features a beautiful duet with her mother, who's an opera singer.
Oh.
And her mother does the Hallelujah chorus while Mariah sings Oh Come All You Faithful over the top.
Wait, over the top of the Hallelujah chorus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It works quite well. So Oh Santa it's not a great song. It's, you know, it's middling. It's jaunty.
It's cute.
It also, because it's from 2010, I don't know if you remember this era, but it was like, also we had like the 4 minute song happened.
Oh.
It was that era of every song had to have like a weird marching band at the start.
And some percussive, like a lot of percussive. Because Emily starts kind of almost sing rapping at the start.
Yeah, it's like the song has like this weird kind of marching band sort of.
Oh,
gonna make it mine this Christmas.
It's very weird.
So speak, singing, and then a lot of Corey. Costumes are great. Well done. Designer Lacey.
Do you know the thing that I found disappointing? I kept hoping Mariah would run to the middle of the stage and just take over and sing a couple of notes.
I just don't understand why she didn't. Why does this movie exist if that does not happen?
Well, she sang at the start.
It's not enough. In fact, I saw someone at work today and I told them what I was doing this evening. And while they looked at me pityingly, they then asked, so is she going to sing that Christmas song?
She does not.
She does. But.
You know what? I think Mariah has seen Love Actually.
Yeah.
And seen a little girl singing her song and gone, oh, you can get a little girl to sing one of my songs and people love it. That's a perfect movie. And that's as far as she thought this through.
Do you know what would have been at least a little bit of a consolation is if she jumped on board with her daughter's Jingle Bell trio.
Yeah.
If she'd come in at the end.
She did mime to it while she was stage mothering side stage.
It's not enough. I needed it.
Do you want to know why she didn't do it?
Yes.
Because the lighting couldn't keep up with her. The lighting couldn't even keep up with three people on stage at the same time.
She could have brought out a stool.
No. She couldn't have done it.
It left us wanting.
Also, if she moves, her girdle will pop open.
Okay. We do get many a minute of reaction shot from her, from the wings.
Oh, yeah. She has earned her money in reaction faces.
It is a bop, though, this song.
Yes.
It's a bop. And Lacey plants one on Graham.
Yeah.
And it was icky to watch.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
It was not okay. It did feel like a paternal figure to her.
Yeah.
Ugh. And maybe, I don't know, she's got dad issues because she never mentions her dead dad. And
the dead dad in the closed down business, like that. She's got some serious denial happening.
I don't think she ever got over her husband's death because she just, in one line, my daughter's father died when she was two. And
all over.
And now we have Christmas Day and they get a puppy, which is not for Christmas.
It also not a puppy. It looked quite old.
I think it was a little dog. Like a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, I think that might be one of Mariah's dogs. She has many Jack Russells.
Oh, does she?
Over the years. Yeah, then she always has weird Christmases with them.
Okay.
I follow her on Instagram. She's wonderful fun. Always from the same angle.
Oh, she does some great filters on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're in Ohio. Santa and his sleigh fly over the rooftops. Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget about Santa's breakdancing alone in the light where no one else saw him.
I was trying to forget.
And then the weird shot that hung on the broom in the hallway for no good reason. Other than to let us know Santa wasn't there anymore cleaning. Like, this cleaners are going to be there in the middle of the night with the broom anyway.
And if Santa was the cleaner, then who was the actual cleaner? Like, who was cleaning that school?
Maybe the gay elf with the hat.
I love that little kid.
The little kid with the... Mariah's gone, oh, you are one of my future fags.
He's already a member of the Butterfly Bee Club. What is it?
The Honeybee Fly.
Honeybee Fly Club. We must throw a handful of glitter from our purse to something that we have just watched.
Oh, there's only one thing it can possibly be. I don't know how you're going to have anything but democracy.
You're right.
This
you're absolutely
isn't
right.
A democracy.
And this isn't a democracy. You've ruled on the glitter thrower moment.
This is not a democracy. I'm in charge, remember?
Now, I have another film recommendation for you before we go.
That's very brave, but yes.
It's on Netflix. It's a 2016 film called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That looks familiar.
It stars Mina Suvari.
Oh.
Of the many rose petals, the American Beauty, and James Brolin, who plays her dad, and he lives in a mobile home. And the film makes little to no sense, and I didn't understand any of it.
Okay.
But it does open with a full-throated song from Mrs. James Brolin, Barbara Streisand.
Stop.
And it is directed by James Brolin.
Okay.
But there's no more appearance of Barbara. She just sings the song at the start, much like this Mariah Carey film.
This is the moment I decided we will continue the Christmas series into January. So that we can cover all these.
I'm not watching that one again. I've seen it once. I can't sit through that again.
Actually, some of the... Yeah, I can't watch what we've just watched again.
No, ever. I'm never watching that again.
So please reach out if you have endured a Christmas melody. I'd love to bounce some stuff around with you. Buddy Watch Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or I'm Vaya Pashos. Adam Richard is just Adam Richard.
Yeah, Adam Richard on all my things. Except Facebook. I'm Fabulous Adam Richard.
Oh, because Adam's showbiz name is the Fabulous Adam Richard, because he is.
Are you okay?
That was a journey. I'm not okay. And the light in here is, this fluorescent lighting in our office is too bright.
It is, yeah. Mariah would not stand for this. Graham would have to put up with it, but Mariah, no.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Maisie.
Bye.